Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been talking about her opposition to President Donald Trump's proposal to eliminate funding of the National Endowments for the Arts and Humanities. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the cuts would have a direct effect on organizations in central New York.
Fill the lock with water again, and the boat will be able to leave the waylock and move on to its destination.
At the Erie Canal Museum in Syracuse, Executive Director Natalie Stetson says federal funding allows them to do special projects. Funding helped them produce a documentary called Boom and Bust.
We're taking it to canal communities around the state and doing some storytelling and music around that. So it's a really fun way for us to reach out to constituents around the state because we have a statewide national story we're telling here. So it's a fun way, and it's something we would never be able to do without federal support.
Gillibrand offered her support during a recent visit to the museum.
These are horrible cuts and irresponsible. And we see what the impact would be right here in our community by highlighting what would happen to museums like this, that we wouldn't have them.
Some Trump supporters say activists are making mountains out of molehills, that the funding will end up being there. It's just about trimming the fat.
There's no fat in arts, humanities, sciences, and museums. It just doesn't exist. I mean, we use every dime that is publicly available to do amazing things. We could use double the money, triple the money.
Eliminating NEA funding is part of a proposed budget put forth by Trump, but Congress will also have a say. Gillibrand encouraged residents to call their local representatives to tell them to save the grants. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.